This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Iranian tanker caught in a standoff between Tehran, Britain, and the U.S. set sail Monday, despite a U.S. request to detain the vessel further. Reuters' Mia Warmersley reports.
The Grace 1, renamed the Adrian Daria 1, left Gibraltar around 2100 GMT on Sunday, according to shipping data. It showed that the vessel was heading to Kalamata in Greece. Just hours before its departure, the British territory rejected a U.S. request to detain the tanker further. The Grace 1's detention ended last week, but a federal court in Washington on Friday issued a warrant for its seizure, that of the oil it carries, and nearly $1 million, on the grounds that it had links to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which it says is a terrorist organization. Gibraltar said on Sunday it couldn't comply because it was bound by EU law.
That's Reuters' Mia Warmersley reporting. Dozens are dead, nearly 200 wounded after the Islamic State group's Afghan branch says it bombed a wedding hall in Kabul. The victims of the overnight suicide bombing were mostly members of the minority Shiite Hazara community. President Ashraf Ghani condemned the overnight attack as an inhumane act, saying that he has summoned an extraordinary security meeting to review and prevent such security lapses. A VOA spoke with Dr. Sumit Ganguly, a political science professor and South Asia expert at Indiana University.
This is a colossal tragedy, and it underscores the fact that ISIS has a foothold in Afghanistan, which is deeply disturbing for the entire subcontinent, given the presence of very large Muslim communities in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and even a sizable Muslim community in Sri Lanka. So the ripple effects will be felt throughout the region.
63 people were killed. This is VOA News. Several frantic migrants jumped off their Spanish